Musician Rafael Sadiq has named his new album Jimmy Lee. That was the name of his older brother who died of a heroin overdose years ago. Sadiq was part of the popular R&B group Tony 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 in the 90s. He went on to a solo career after that. When he came to our studios here in LA, he told me that his new album, Jimmy Lee, is helping him confront a lot in his life, including the loss of his older brother, who was 15 when Sadiq was born.
When I came along, Jimmy was, he was pretty much an addict at that time. But being a kid, you don't know what an addict is. So I saw him as being pretty normal. I might have thought maybe he was an alcoholic or something. Maybe I didn't know anything about, you know, heroin. So I'd start looking back over his life and my life with him, and I thought about how much I really didn't know him. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about addiction.
Hmm.
But since then, I have a lot of friends. You know, I'm a musician, so, you know, I've seen so much. You know, growing up, I just started making this record. I went down a rabbit hole. The record is not really about just Jimmy Lee. It's more about everybody has a Jimmy Lee in their life, you know. It's universal.
And it sounds like you've spent years trying to understand him.
Years.
And is this album, like, almost reconnecting with him for you?
This album is I would definitely say it's a reconnection. I've never got any therapy about it because, you know, sometimes people think they don't need therapy. I still haven't had it. I think this record is a part of the therapy because I actually lost two brothers. I lost Desmond. I was like 17. He took his life with a double-barrel shotgun in my dad's house. Being that my dad had a janitorial service and he was like a really hardcore, strict dude, when it happened and they took the body, me, him, and one of my other brothers cleaned everything up.
Oh, God.
No, we just did it. We didn't think about it. We just did it. And then I also lost my brother, Alvy. When I was 7, he was murdered. And I lost a sister in a car accident. So I felt like the music was keeping me really strong. I guess this one thought I used to have is, I call it a happy hour, like when people out drinking beer. I've always had this thought of me sitting with my brothers at a bar, you know, having an IPA, mm-hmm. and just talking and them just making jokes about me singing, you know, like it would be funny to them. They would take me serious, but they would probably, you know, throw you on the ground, slap you, box you, you know. So all of those things I always missed. And so this record made me think about a lot of other people who don't have this platform to talk about it.
Rafael Sadiq is using this platform to really examine addiction. He sings about how the war on drugs has affected people like his older brother. This song is called Rikers Island. I mean, the song seems to be obviously grappling with how the criminal justice system affects black people. Do you feel like the system has taken the wrong approach to people who struggle with addiction?
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, if you look at marijuana that is now legal, and you have people probably still behind bars for marijuana, I feel like you should let all those people go. I don't think that they care about the crime that you committed. You're just a number, making money off you. I feel like people are not educated at a young age to know, like, okay, you have a choice to go behind bars and become a number and for somebody to profit off you for free labor. And it's enslaving your brain, your mind. It's just taking so much away from you. And as a kid, I used to visit Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. He was in prison a lot, right?
He was in prison a lot. And, you know, growing up in the hood, people think going to prison is almost being a celebrity. It's sort of praised like that, you know, like if you look at the culture of wardrobe, and, you know, it's like people dress like they in jail.
So did you think you were going to, like, your brother was doing something cool early on when
you
would go
visit
him?
I just thought we were going to Disneyland on the weekend. Huh. Then I said, like, hey, let's go. Let's roll. Let's rock. He's like, I can't go nowhere. He was smiling, you know, like, I can't go. I'm locked up. I can't leave. Then that's when I looked at everybody in the family like, oh, he's not a celebrity, he's locked up. He can't. Who wants to be here? There's too many dudes here for me. Children home with no fathers.
You've said over the years that even though you've gone through some really tough things, you don't have to wear it on your sleeve.
And
your music wasn't about it. But now you're not just wearing it on your sleeve. I mean, you're naming
an
album. It's all about it. Like, what has happened that makes you just want to use music now to confront that?
I didn't know that I was doing it at first. You know, I just was in a dark space myself. You know, like maybe like in once I left Tony in '97, I was introduced to ecstasy, to pills, right? And I've never done a drug. And the first time I took it, you know, nothing happened. Next time, boom, like I was flying in the air, you know. Then I thought about my brothers and my mother who had already lost 4 kids. I looked at my friend and said, man, you know what? Threw everything on the ground, smashed it up and said, bro, I don't want you to have to call my mother and say she found me dead. They suffered enough. And I don't want to have to call your parents and tell them that I found you dead. And that was the end of that.
You were close. I mean, you could have gone down that
I could have went down road. The other road. Who knows what chemical make you react a different way that you just go and it's just, that's it. That's why the record sounds dark. I had some really dark moments myself. And that's sort of how my life has been. When you see me up, there's like a really dark filter over me sometimes because I didn't really get that chance to, you know, to just to hang out with the bros and just kind of like, you know, share what I do. You know, I get to play all over the world and I just thought it would have been really nice and to like, you know, just have IPA with all my brothers, you know.
Rafael Sadiq, it's real pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Definitely.
Rafael Sadiq. His new album is called Jimmy Lee, and it's out today.